follow me. Throughout Scripture, Paul was a man of many convictions, and no matter what circumstance he was placed in, he remained faithful and steadfast to the Lord. It was clear, especially by the many letters Paul had written, that he was not out to win a popularity contest, nor was he out looking for personal gain. Paul was so confident in his pursuit of Jesus and winning others to him that he told people to follow him. He could proclaim that boldly, not because he was the best leader, but because he was following the one who was. When it comes to your marriage, you should, with a clear conscience and the boldness of Paul, be able to ask your spouse to follow you. Not because you're the head of the household, whether you are or not, and not because you know the right way all the time, but because of whom you are following. You should follow Jesus so closely that wherever you go, you point everyone, your spouse included, to him. Paul focused on leading everyone to Christ and pointing them to Jesus. That same focus should be shared by us believers as well. As God's children, we are called to be imitators of Christ. We are called to proclaim truth, live above reproach, and be willing to sacrifice our gain for God's glory. As a husband or wife, your desire should be consistently pointing your spouse to Jesus. No matter where they are spiritually, your example as one following Christ will impact their life and your marriage. Take action. Evaluate yourself regarding how well you're following Christ. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being you're close on his heels and 0 being you don't even know where he's at, what number would you rank yourself at? What number would you like to get to next as a reasonable goal? Decide today what area you need to improve to get closer to the Lord, and put that into action now.